Whoa.
So if the community roundtable has changed in the last 5 years, it's been changing in a changing industry. Can you speak a little to how community management as an industry or a discipline has changed since the inception?
So one, people have heard of community management. Yay. I feel like when we started, people also thought we were a little wacky for spending so much of our time focused just on this piece of what was later called social business or social media or social marketing or social selling. So that's nice that people now know what it is. I think it's gotten more complicated as social channels and this, where's the handshake between the huge social network of the web and our owned properties. I think one thing that has just emerged in the last couple of years, a lot more organizations are applying communities internally and networks internally. And so this internal community management piece has gotten very large. I think on the social media side, especially as Facebook really drives people towards advertising, people are understanding on social marketing that if you don't own your community space, you're really at the mercy of somebody else. So there's a lot of different currents going on, but there's acknowledgement of the discipline, which I think is huge, and it's gotten much more strategic, which is the final point. And we did some research on the social executive recently because of that, because our members were now having to educate the C-suite. I don't know, what's your perspective?
Well, I mean, I'd echo that. When we first got started, that it wasn't broadly known as a discipline within the Fortune 500. I do think community management's been accepted in pockets for a long, long time. So, you know, for us, I think the biggest change is when we go into new organizations or we start talking with a new member, there's a much higher level of knowledge when it comes to what does this all mean and why is it important. So we're not trailblazers anymore in that conversation. They already, they've got a good foundation of why it's important and how we can help.
So if the education piece has been removed, you've moved past what is community management / why is this something I have to have, what do the next 5 years look like? If the first 5 years were acceptance, recognition, definition.
Before I accept what you just said, I think there's a ton of evangelism that still needs to happen. It's a lot easier now, but I'm still amazed when we talk to new companies that there is still questions about, you know, do I need to do this or, you know, how do I do this? There's still,
what's it going to cost me?
There's still a lot of evangelism that needs to happen. It's not done. I mean, it's not like we've cracked that nut. We still have a lot of work to do, and which is interesting because 5 years ago, if you asked me, what's the window for this organization, like the community roundtable, how long do you think this organization is going to be necessary? I would have said 5-10 years, and it's been 5 years, and I don't think the window's even started to close because I think there's still a lot of organizations out there that are trying to figure this out. So my new prediction, you know, 10 to 20 years. I mean, it's really, there's a lot of need out there.
I feel like the other issue with us is our sweet spot is not the why. We help with that. We provide some data, but our sweet spot is the how. And so a lot of people have drunk the Kool-Aid at the high level and said, we need community. They still don't understand what the implications are, how to wrap that into process, how to execute on it, how to hire for it. And that's always been what we've primarily been about. So from an organizational maturity perspective, I actually feel like we're just coming into our sweet spot in terms of our ability to add value to customers because they do have that base understanding of this is something we want to do. Now help us figure out what that's going to mean for us, how we approach this problem, how can we get where we want to go as quickly as possible.
So we should get back to Shannon's question, though. So she asked us about, like, what the next 5 years mean, and...
For the industry. If you were looking at sort of the industry evolved in the last 5 years, what do the next 5 years look like? Is it a continued sort of recognition and growth? Is it moving into the mechanics of how something like this works? How far away from maturity and acceptance are we?
I don't know. It's funny, because when we started this business, we didn't do very detailed strategic planning. In that we didn't put revenue bogeys on certain line items because we just didn't know. And there's a portion of that that we've gotten a little more disciplined about. But there's a portion of that that I think the world is changing really quickly. And so it's very hard to understand how fast or how much this is, I don't know.
Twitter didn't exist 10 years ago. I mean, you think about the support and the marketing that happens on there now. I mean, it's really hard to look 5 years out right now and say, where is this going to go? I will say, I think that the, from a brand perspective, I think the community experience is merging from the social network world and the owned community worlds are merging into one, so that you need to have those organizations. You can't bifurcate those within an organization. They need to be doing a lot of handshakes and collaboration to make sure that customers are handled correctly. Which is funny because one of our members was always arguing with us that being a social media manager was a community manager. And I would tend to agree that it's evolved into that, where those relationships that may be on-premise are also happening off-premise, and you need to have that line of sight into both.
It really depends on the approach, right? And we've always said since our beginning that community management is both a role and a discipline of general business. So you can kind of take a community management approach to anything. And if I had to conjecture, I don't know that that's come true yet, that everybody understands that, but we're getting a lot more interest from business schools and colleges asking us to help them think through these issues. So to me, that says there is some recognition that this is the new way that individuals have to approach both their own communication styles and how all organizations have to manage relationships and communication. So, you know, but that process is hard to project how long it will take. For some organizations, it may not take very long at all, and for others, it may be another decade. So...
Whoa.
This has been a production of the Community Roundtable.